How my morning started out, I left my notes. So I'm flying by memory. So pray for me. When you get around 60, your memory starts going on you. Some of y'all know about that. I know a few of you are a couple years older than I am. I hear you, Ron. I hear you. I tell people, I'm not old yet, but I'm getting that way. Yeah.
Traveling in that direction.
Yeah, and quickly, too. All right. I want you to take your Bible and turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12. I just want to remind us, we're not home yet, and the Lord's promised He's going to get us there. And we can take God at His word, but I'm afraid that oftentimes we're just like people in the Old Testament. God tells these men things, and they believe it, but then it's like they forget it, or quit believing it for a little way. In this storybook in 1 Kings chapter 12, you find that Rehoboam has taken, he's been asked by the people to take off some of the burden that Solomon had put on them at the end of his reign, where he, you know, turned away from God and got caught up with all these strange women. And that's what the strange woman to do, leads you into all kinds of craziness. And the Bible says that, you know, that the way of the transgressor is hard. So things has gotten rough there in Israel. And we know that he asked counsel, the old men said, one had been there with Solomon, said, if you will hearken to the people and do good to them, said they'll serve you all their days. And but then the young counsel of the young fellows was, you tell a buddy to get in line, because you're going to be harder on them than your daddy ever thought about. That's my way of saying it. And more said, the people said, what are we to do with David? And, you know, we know how they fled. Well, God had promised this other fella something. This fella by the name of Jeroboam. Now, God had told Jeroboam, because that Solomon had sinned, he said, because Solomon had sinned, that he was going to wrest the country away from the house of David, but he's going to leave them two tribes. But he said, the rest of them, he said, I'm going to give to you. Now, I'm going to read this in chapter 11. He says, begin reading in verses 30. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, that is Jeroboam, and rent it in 12 pieces. He said to Jeroboam, take these 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me, have worshipped Asherah, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light alway before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, And thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and I will give Israel unto thee. And we see that come to pass. Jeroboam makes that comment. He talks rough to those people, and they said to their house, and Jeroboam had went up with them, and they went back, and he became, and they made him king over the 10 tribes. The very thing that God said was going to happen, happened. Now, God had told him, he said, now look, God's promises are sure. He told him, he said, now look, if you will hearken unto me, he said, I will make you king in Israel and establish your house. I mean, his sons were to continue to rule. And they had have, it'd been a sure nation. But God knew what he was going to do. I mean, he wasn't taken by surprise. But he meant what he said. And we need to get that in our minds. God means what he said. And look, but he had just told him, he said, I took the kingdom away from him because of their idolatry. But I'm going to give it to you, and if you'll hearken unto me, I will establish your house. Now, look what he does, though. Look what he does. Look over here in, again, in chapter 12. It says then, in verse 25, it says, then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein, and went out from thence and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, that's the problem. When we start listening to ourselves rather than listening to God, we're going to get in trouble. You start, the Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct our path. But hey, when every man does that which is right, and there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is ways of what? Death. It's ways of death. And he is listening. He's listening to himself. Jeroboam built Shechem and Mount Ephraim and Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David." See, God did what he said. He believed God, but now he says, "Well, God ain't going to keep his word. The people are going to go back." He said, they're going to go up to Israel. See, that's what he saw in his mind. He figured it out. They're going to go up there to sacrifice, because if he was going to do what God told him to do, they would have to go up to Jerusalem and sacrifice. He said within himself, I'm going to establish this thing myself. And so what does he do? And now the kingdom returned to the house of David, and so his people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Now God had already promised he would establish him, but he didn't believe it. Wherefore the king took counsel, made two calves of gold, and said unto them, is it too much for you to go up to Jerusalem? Behold thy gods, O Israel. Sounds like another crowd back there when they was just come out of Egypt, doesn't it? They made some golden calves and fell down and began to worship them. He probably remembered that story. And he took it on his own counsel as they did. They made their own gods, gods of gold, and said, come and worship. And we know what ends up happening. God destroys the whole house of Jeroboam down the road. But what I wanted to look at is here, God had told him plainly he would establish his house forever. I said that when we got back in here, we're going to be, and this is what we're going to be looking at for the next little while, we're going to be looking at victory in Jesus. We're going to look this morning, we are more than conquerors in Christ. Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. verses 37. Well, I'm going to start reading in 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy name's sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now, He just said, we are as sheep for the slaughter. He just said, we are killed for thy sake all the day long. Was that not true? Ain't that what was happening to the Christians at that time? They were taken, they were killing them. They were being persecuted left and right. Hey, we're not home yet. We're not home yet. Hey, don't think that this is. Hey, if you got an armchair Christianity, it won't work when the persecution comes. And it could come at any moment. Nobody knows. Like somebody made mention of what's happening over in North Korea. We haven't seen a war yet in a good long while, have we? Not a real war. We've had some skirmishes and everything. I guess the last, the bloodiest thing we had was Vietnam, and before that, Korea. But hey, it could be world war at any time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We could be occupied. Do you realize that could happen? This nation could be occupied. There's not been a war fought on this soil, except for, the American Indian War. Some of them was fought right around to the turn of the century. But we also had a civil war, or the bloodiest thing that we've ever fought. And I'm going to tell you something, that can happen again. It really could. You said, no, ain't no way. Don't you remember people was getting so upset about the way the government was going? I mean, there were states talking about seceding from the Union. It can happen. We can have an insurgency right here in this country. But I'm telling you something. It doesn't make any difference. We're more than conquerors.
Amen.
We're not a conqueror when things is going good. We're not just a conqueror when things are going bad. We're a conqueror at all times. Whether it's good or bad or in between. We are more than conquerors. How do you know that, David? Because I just read it in the Bible. I'm a Bible believer. I don't know about you. I'm a Bible believer. I'm just stupid enough to believe it when I read it. 1984, when Christ came into my life, the words from these pages jumped out at me and said, this is for you, boy. Huh? Huh? Some of y'all remember that? When that happened to you? Huh? Started getting in that book, and it said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said, hey, I've done that. I'm saved. Huh? Now, I was saved before I knew that. Huh? I'd already gotten saved. But I said, I've done that, and then I got assurance. I was saved. And I read these little things, where he that believeth on the Son have what? What? Everlasting life. You don't believe those things? Have everlasting life. You know what I said? I got everlasting life. He said so. Oh, man. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me. And he said, he that believeth on him hath eternal life. You know what that is, don't you? That's Christ in you. See, I have everlasting life because I received Him who is eternal. When He came in, I got everlasting. I had a beginning. I was born 8/4 and 56.
I guess I was. That's what I was told anyway. I can't remember, but that's what I was told. But I was born of God. I can't tell you the whole date. I just know it was in March of 1984. I don't know what the date was. Huh? But God does. I remembered I was there. And since then, that Bible is alive. And I am more than conqueror because I just read it right here. I know that I am more than a conqueror. I don't know it because things is going good. I don't know it because, hey, somebody just did for me what somebody just did for my daughter. Gave her a brand new, brand that had 15 miles on it. They gave them a brand new car. They said they needed one. She had just wrecked hers. And they went out and bought. If somebody give me a new car, I know I'm born a conqueror. No, you wouldn't. God just gave that fella an entire kingdom. And he didn't realize that he was more than a conqueror. That God was with him. So getting stuff and having things go your way don't make you know that you're more than a conqueror. How do you know it? You know it because God said so. So if you want to know what you have as more than a conqueror, where are you going to have to go? You have to go to the Word of God. It's the Word of God that is light in our eyes and helps us to know. Hey, I got several things down here that I got out of this chapter that shows how we are more than a conqueror. Several things. Turn back to 8:1. Notice this. Any of you have ever done anything wrong, you felt bad about it, you felt condemned? You were condemned. You were guilty, and you knew it, huh? I don't know what it was that you... I did some stupid things when I was a boy. We'd get out and get to messing around. We went over to a house one time, just out of meanness, they had put footers up, and we knocked them suckers off. And we pushed them off the foundation, just out of meanness. I feel bad about that. I can't even do about it now, but I feel bad about that when I'm reminded. There's a lot of things I've done when I think about it. I was guilty. But notice what this said right here in Romans chapter 8. There's therefore now no what? Condemnation. Hey, to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, a lot of people want to make that conditional, and they'll say, who walk not after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But if you're in Christ Jesus, the Bible is plain. It says in verses 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So if you've got the Spirit of God, there is therefore now, right? Condemnation. You wonder if I did something wrong. There is therefore now. You don't know what if I cheated on my wife? Don't go tell her. Get right. I'm serious. Get right with God. That's who you sinned against. I've heard people say, well, you need to go get all these things right. I'm going to tell you something. There are certain things that you best, the Bible says, love covereth a multitude of sins. Now, I have not cheated on my wife. I'm not saying that because, I ain't gonna lie and say I ain't cheated on my wife up here. I ain't gonna lie and say that. Any man looketh on a woman, don't even smile, fellas. Amen. We're overcome. We're overcomers. Hey, these things are in Christ Jesus. So, hey, we walked in the flesh before we got the Spirit of God in us, but now the Spirit of God is in us. Oh, we got an old nature. Hey, but that's not who we are. We're a new man. That old nature is connected to this stinking flesh right here. It ain't connected to what you want to be. If you ever got Jesus Christ, when you do something wrong or something, you said, I can't believe I did that mess. That's what Paul said. The things that I would, I do not. The things that I hate, those things that I do. He said, I found a law. Amen? I found a law. Well, praise God. We've been delivered from the law of sin and death. We've been delivered from that. We're more than a conqueror because there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we are in Christ. In verse 10, Christ being you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But as the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead, well, in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. And that's what we're looking for. We haven't obtained that. That's what we're hoping for. That's that blessed hope. Why? Because when we see Jesus, we will see Him as He is. Why? How is it we're going to see Jesus as He is? You can't see Him as He is right now. We can see Him through this Bible and as the Spirit of God teaches us. But when we see Him, we will see Him as He is because we shall be like Him. And we will know even as we are known. Praise God. One of these days, I'm more than a conqueror because there's no condemnation to me because I'm in Christ Jesus. Not only am I more than a conqueror because there's no condemnation, but look, not only do we have the Spirit, but look at this. But for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many of you people got them little things on your phone now? That when you want to go somewhere, you put the address in, it'll take you right there. And if there's been, it'll take you around detours and all that kind of thing. Any of y'all got that? Any GPS stuff? Any of you that stuff? Don't use that stuff? How do you get there? You got to get directions, don't you? But I'm just simply saying, hey, now I'm telling you something, them things are pretty good. They really are. You know what? Every now and then they'll lead you to that. They'll get you messed up every now and then. Because things change, right? Thing of it is, we got one leading us called the Holy Spirit. We got that GPS from heaven. And it's leading us all the time. Hey, you get down a little side street of sin, and the Holy Spirit says, hey boy, something like GPS, you turn the wrong way.
Recalculate.
Yeah. And that's what happened down here. The Holy Spirit said, we're gonna have to recalculate. And that simply means you're gonna have to repent.
Yeah.
Amen. You have to change your mind, you have to do an about face and go back to where you was and get back on straight and there. Right? Hey, I am more than a conqueror because the Holy Spirit is leading me. Now, I've told this example, and I want to use it again. Because as many as born of the Spirit are led of the Spirit. Didn't say you might be led, or you can be led. He said, are led of the Spirit. Jesus Christ said He began a work in you, He's going to finish it. Amen? Hey, my step-grandpa had an old Jersey Bull. Anybody know anything about Jersey Bulls? Yeah. Jersey Bulls like to jump. They like to cut up. And this little bull, he didn't like the fence he's in, so he's always getting over in this other fence in with some one of our neighbors down there. down in there, and he didn't want to come home. So they went out there and they got him kind of corralled around, put a rope around his neck, and hooked him up to the tractor. That boy didn't want to go where he was going, but he got led. He cooked that tractor up, and that old boy throws his old feet down like that, his old tongue went out, and he'd turn around to the side. But you know that tractor didn't even slow up, not one little bit. I'm simply saying, we're going to heaven, amen. And the Bible says we got a predetermined destination. A predetermined destination. And that's to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. And that's going to be done by the Spirit of God. And you are one way or another. You can go kicking and fighting. You can go by fire. Huh? You can go by blood. You can go kicking and screaming, or you can go along just happy as a... You know what that bull did after a while, after being drugged for a little while? He finally just fell in behind and walked right along. He said, okay, I've had enough, man. I understand. God has to, buddy. He'll take you to the doggone woodshed.
Yep,
and if you can't, and it looks like, how many of y'all ever, y'all be out playing, maybe, any of you here ever play No Bears Out Tonight, or you ever play none of them games where you played out there in the dark, hide-and-go-seek kind of game? Anyway, we get out there, and sometimes we get to cutting up. Somebody get hurt because we get mad, and somebody get a little slap. You know how cousins are when they get together. And Mama would step out there and say, boys, if y'all cannot act right, you're going to come inside. She only told you that one time. And when she stuck her head out the next time, she said, get yourself in here. And you know what we knew to do? You got in the house.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something. If God can't trust us in this world, He can take us home. Right, and that's what he will do. And there'll be loss of reward. I don't mean you lose them all. I've heard people say you lose them all. No, the Bible said all men shall have praise of God. If you didn't do anything else right, you had no sense to know that Jesus Christ was the answer for your life. And God will praise you for that. I'm just here to say, hey, I'm more than a conqueror because I'm led in the Spirit, amen. I ain't got to worry about if I'm going to get lost, if I'm going to make it or not. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm already there in Christ Jesus. Amen? And God just lead me. My spirit's up there. I got to get my body up there. You know what I'm saying? We've got a resurrection coming. Praise God. Just like the Lord Jesus. And our bodies will be like His body. Our mind, our soul, our spirit. And we're going to be led by the Spirit. I'm more than a conqueror because I'm led of the Spirit. I'm not only more than a conqueror, but look at verse 17. In 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then, notice this, heirs. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. You know what a joint heir is, don't you? Equal. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. Guess what belongs to Jesus? All things. Because He made it all. Amen. He ascended up far above the heavens. He went, when He resurrected, and they saw Him go up in them clouds, He went up, and He went up through the clouds, the first heaven. He went up through the celestial heaven, through the stars, the Milky Way, into the uttermost, the other side of the end of this physical universe. Got to glory, kept on the door. Went past the throne of God and the host of angels and sent it up far above the heavens to feel all things. I don't know what He did up there, but praise God. Amen. I'm a joy. It belongs to us. Amen. And you were talking about being a conqueror. Man, they think Genghis Khan was a conqueror. Hey, that, you know, they think Caesar was a conqueror. King David, in his best day. We're more than conquerors. Amen. We're a joint heir with Christ. Amen. It looks good. What in the world would we forget about that? Why do we get caught up with this stuff down here? Worried about, you know, about losing this little chunk of dust that we got accumulated. Huh? It's going to burn up. I spent a year building a house. It's going to burn up. What's it going to mean? Huh? I just here to use for a little while. Me and my wife pray to God, help us get this thing done, but we want to use it for your glory. You know? I'm a joint heir. Now, I'm a more than a conqueror. Hey, not only because there's no condemnation, not only because I'm led of the Spirit, but I am an heir and a joint heir of Christ. I mean, we can sit there and fart and look through all this stuff. I'll tell you what, if we are partakers with His resurrection, but we're also partakers with His suffering. You're not going to, until you are a learn to be a partaker of His sufferings, you're not going to really enjoy what heaven could be to you. You want to get close to the Lord? That's where it happens. Is when you partake of His sufferings. Not only am I more than conqueror because I'm a joint heir, but look right here in verses 28. I'm more than a conqueror, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hey, I'm more than a conqueror because, look, going through, and we'll say, oh man, the devil tore things up this week. No, he didn't. You don't know who the devil is or what he is. He's God's servant for our good and to the glory of God. And I don't mind reminding him of that. You say, well, you don't understand. Boy, I had all this trouble come in my life this week. And we know, maybe you don't know. It's time to know. And we know that some things work together for our good. The good things work together for good. The bad things work together for good. All things. The cancer. The death of loved ones. When old Pookie ran out in the road, got hit by a car. In all things. Work together for to them who love God. And they love God. Those that have been born in the Spirit. Those that have been born in the Spirit. Your spirit. It has a love relationship with God. It loves God. And the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you to keep you in the love of Christ. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. If you love God, it's because you've got the Spirit of God living in you. And that's the only way. That's the reason why this world cannot love God. Because it hath not the Spirit of God. But we have the love of God. We have the Spirit of God. We have that fruit of the Spirit. We have that love of God. And all things work together for good to them that love God. That's the reason why we're more than a conqueror. We ain't got to worry about problems overcoming us. Problems don't overcome us. Huh? Man, I would say these things ain't accidents. This is a picture. God's painting. And I don't see how it's going yet. You know? And I can feel the brush moving through my life. With each stroke, with each problem, with each blessing, with each hurt, with each joy, with each pain, with each distress, we're more than conquerors.
Hey, all things work together for good. I'm more than a conqueror because I can say I know we've been predestinated to be conformed to His image. I'm more than a conqueror. What shall we say then to these things? I'm more than a conqueror because of that verse, verse 31. Look what it says. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Think about it. Who's got your back? Who's got your front? Who's got your side? Who's got you in His hand? And He's for us. Who's going to be against you? Greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. I'm in this world. Sometimes I'm my worst enemy, but guess what? Sometimes I'm my worst enemy, but God's greater than me. That one verse over astounded me when the first time I read it. And if we believe not, He abideth faithful.
Amen.
If we believe not, He abideth faithful. If you come to a point in your life where you're just not believing what God has for you, guess what? He ain't going nowhere. He can work in your life. He can bring some things in your life till you flat on your back and say, oh, God, help me. That's what happened to that brother. He got to the point just like old Jeroboam did. He wasn't believing God anymore. He was going to do it himself. He got to the point like old Solomon did. He wasn't believing God anymore. Guess what? God knows them that are His. No matter how bad they mess up, you can go down to the grave away from God. That can happen. I prayed it out. That old boy could have got killed during that time. I didn't forget who He was. Like I said, man, you might get out of the way with God. God said, okay, your time out here is done. You're out of here. I'm not going that way. I've done all I can do with you. And for the glory of God, He'll take us out. He'll use us. He'll get the glory out of us.
He abides as faithful. What shall we say then? Who can be a... If He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Hey, you think about that.
You think about that this week. Think about it. Hey, you got victory in Jesus? Look here. He freely, God freely gave Him up for you. He gave His Son to suffer all that He suffered. He even punished His own Son for all the things that we've done wrong. Praise God. We're more than conquerors. We ain't no measly conqueror. We're not no measly run-of-the-mill conqueror. Huh? We're not no little Alexander the Great. Hey, we're in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're part of the greatest thing that this world ever knew of, and they think that we're nothing, but praise God, we're more than any conqueror this world has ever known.
Amen.
And we're more so because God gave His Son. Brother Ron Young, would you pray for us this morning, sir?
Our Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come to You. Humble in our heart, Lord, You placed us in such a position that we can know that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us and cared for us. And I do pray, God, that we'll champion it to such a point. We'll be warriors of the faith and the way that we're pleased with.